Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Listeners, jump it on now. Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. Also 98.9, The Rock, Kansas City's rock station. And our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Big show for you. Ryan Castle, Drunk in Charge, coming in to sit and spin. We'll chill out today with the top 10 songs that people play to keep calm. The survey took place in England. All these songs you know, they are the songs that people play to keep calm. What you don't need to know is all about Dad today. And our question, as Le'Veon Bell, story that came out a few days back, he came home after going to the gym, and when he got home, he realized that his house had been ransacked, not by robbers, but by his two girlfriends that lived in the residence. Mm-hmm. Bell said items in his closet were in disarray. All his jewelry was missing, including two gold chains with diamonds, a Black Panther pendant with black and white diamonds,
Wakanda
and a Rolex,
forever.
A total $520,000 worth of jewelry missing. So are his two female acquaintances.
Right.
That took off with that. They have yet to be apprehended. Then we have the Massachusetts man who came home to find someone broke into his home to actually clean it. He speculates it could have been a wrong address, cleaning service, housekeeping service type deal. Either way, he didn't lock the door, and he left his surveillance and his alarm system off that day. And then we have the Florida man who came home from an overnight shift to find an alligator waiting there at his front door. He worked a 10-hour shift at the Amazon Fulfillment Center. He gets home. He's ready to go to bed. Lo and behold, he's got a 7-foot fat and heavy gator laying in front of his front door. So what does he naturally do? He calls his brother Rick.
That's who you call. If you got a brother named Rick, that's who you call.
Our question, what did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so a few years ago, my dog got this cut right on the tip of his ear. And dog ears are kind of like human fingers. You know, they're full of blood vessels, man, and they just bleed just like crazy. So it wasn't like a really bad cut, so I didn't want to take him to the vet. So I was like, you know, I'm going to just try and like put some gauze around it, you know, wrap it with some medical tape and hope that it heals on its own.
Because dogs love that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, he hated it, man. You know, constantly be shaking his head trying to get it off, and it would fly off from time to time. You know, I'd constantly have to be retaping it. And so anyways, I get him all taped up, and one day before I leave to work, and I come home, man, and open the door, and it was like a murder scene in my house, man. There was blood everywhere. The bandage had come off, the wound had reopened, and he was just shaking his head, you know? I mean, blood on the floor, walls, ceiling, carpet, curtains, everywhere. Took me like 3 hours to clean it all up. And I didn't even get it all, man. Even like today, I'll be, you know, cleaning my house and be like, oh, what's that? Oh, that's some
blood stain.
3 years
right.
ago.
How is his, I guess his ear's all fine now.
Yeah, it was fine. Well, after that, you know, because his head at that point, too, was like soaked in blood, too, because it had just been bleeding all day. And so I was like, oh, my God, you know, kind of freaked out and
sent
him to the vet and they cauterized it and, you know, coned him up and bandaged it properly.
How much did that cost you at the vet?
It wasn't, I don't remember. It was just a few $100. It wasn't too bad.
That's not bad.
All right.
My buddy, Ted knows this guy, and I've told the story before. I'll make it quick. He drops his dogs off at his sister's house. His sister has a goat. Sister also has a bloodhound dog, right? Sister and her husband go to dinner for a couple of hours. They leave the slider door open on the back side of the house. The dogs have access to enter the home. The goat's in the back, normally sleeps underneath the camper.
Got the goats in the back.
Got the goat in the back.
Goat right? in the back.
Goat in the back. And our buddy's talking about Boston Terriers. Is that what they are? Or Jack, what are those?
He loves it when you tell the story. You'll have to add the details.
I don't know.
Exactly. I'm not sure. Did you tell that story? Get on the air. Damn it.
Anyway, so his sister and husband come home from their lovely dinner, and these two little tiny dogs and this hound dog decided to gang up on that goat and eat it. Now,
but wait, the hound dog had been living with the goat.
Right? All perfectly fine. Yeah. All in harmony.
Until so his two dogs, they're like Charles Manson.
Whooped up,
hey,
whooped up the scene there.
We need your brawn.
And they got their pack on, and they absolutely ate this goat and drug it through the home, drug it on the back deck. Basically, it just looked like a murder had happened in the backyard. And the funny thing was,
because it had.
Well, at the time, at the time, and I don't know the circumstances, they were looking to get rid of the goat because I think they were planning on moving. So they were trying to find a home for the goat anyway.
Well, there's a silver lining
in the area.
Pet Solutions.
Pet Solutions. Just bring
well,
over
the two, bright side, you guys can get rid of the goat.
Bring over two tiny dogs.
Yeah, that's part of Pet Solutions. You never know how we work. I have friends that have goats, and I just always say two things to them. Curried goat.
What's that? What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA. Maybe name one of them curry.
Their time is coming.
If you have a lamb, remember, it's as tasty as it is cute.
Right. Name this one Shank.
Hello, Skyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so this happened about 2 years ago, I want to say. I was living over in Eastern Washington, and me and my twin brother, we were firefighters, and we had trailers out on a piece of land, and my cousin was over at our property. Well, we got called out to a fire, and we were like, all right, guys, we're going to leave. We'll be back. Don't worry. We were probably there for about 3 or so hours, and my twin brother was like, all right, well, we're down here. I'm going to go into town. You can head back to the house, and I'll see you later. I'm like, all right. So he catches a ride with my buddy, and I take my car back up to the property. I pull in, and I'm just like, what in the world is that noise? I opened up my trailer door, and my cousin and his girlfriend are on my bed going at it.
Was it they like in a nasty position, like your bed is going to look like, you know.
If they're doing it in a trailer.
Right?
No,
yeah, it was really bad. I'm just like, guys, really, I just washed my sheets. I just washed my bedding. Like, what in the world?
Yeah, man, trailer sex is never boring. Are you kidding me?
If you're having sex in a trailer, you're going to have good sex.
It's
right.
Nuts. You're like, Tammy, make me pancakes. So let me ask you a question here.
I've had manufactured home sex, but not trailer sex.
Manufactured
home
sex.
What do you mean? So there's a seam going through the living room?
Yes.
Okay.
Close. I don't think I've had that. I mean, a trailer sex. You had a trailer sex, didn't you, Miles?
One time, yeah.
One time.
It was fantastic.
It had to be.
I woke up to a youngster who asked me if I wanted to play video games. I said,
oh,
absolutely.
Boy.
I said,
man.
You want to play video games? Like, yeah.
I didn't know you were here last night, Billy.
I'll play video games with you, man. So I got up and he took me downstairs or out in the living room, wherever.
Was that kid?
It was a double wide.
Downstairs?
It was a double wide. It was a double wide.
Downstairs is outside.
No, it's a three-step tier in the living room because the house is on a hill there.
So that kid heard you.
They don't put them together, right?
That kid heard you having sex with his mom.
I don't think so.
It's a double wide trailer, man.
It's got three steps.
And you're having trailer sex with Tammy. You know she's not quiet. So Junior had to wake up and be like,
you know the count with the
13th guy this week.
A terrible wood railing. He was a good kid.
I believe he's a good kid.
Yeah, never saw him again. What?
he didn't turn out to be a good kid. It's just a string of dudes coming in and out of my trailer.
Name.
Look, man.
Do you even know the kid's name?
Hell no. How can I know the kid's name?
And tell your mama said thanks. So you went in there, you had sex with the kid's mom.
I was like,
you played video games with them.
I was probably like 19, 20 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't remember any of that stuff.
You're an illegal adult.
I just remember she. We had breakfast in the morning.
What did you make?
Pancakes.
Okay.
I was not kidding. Pancakes.
Well, you would never serve a waffle in a trailer.
I mean, you know.
Hold on, let me get my waffle iron.
I'm pretty sure she had a can of Spam there on the stove and hooked it up. What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so when I was working at oil field a couple years back, I just got done with a 30-hour stint. Come home at 2 a.m., feel something fly by my face on the porch. turn on the porch light, we had gotten a sudden freeze. And there was about 20 mountain blue jays huddled in the corner right next to my door.
What were they doing there?
It was just the freeze came so sudden. They came down from the mountain out of their hibernation, and the freeze, it went from like 40 degrees to about 5 degrees within 2 hours.
So were they huddled up like penguins do just to keep warm, that kind of thing?
Exactly. It was a ball, like a one-foot ball.
Did you offer them hot cocoa or the opportunity to perhaps stay in your guest accommodations?
No, I actually felt sorry for them, grabbed a sheet, threw it over them, put them in a ball, and released them into our garage for about a week, which was heated.
Damn,
and my wife was all mad because she couldn't park her car in there for a week.
So
and
it was covered in bird poop. By the time you open your garage door, are they more than happy to get the hell out of there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a couple of them stayed for about 2 hours, but I fed them and everything for that week with some bird seed. And they stayed in there for a whole week, and my wife just kept shaking her head laughing. Like, you would save those damn birds.
Those things are pretty big.
The mountain blue jays in Colorado, they're not as big.
Oh, they're not as big as ones here. Okay, and did they
spend more time with that bird than you did with that kid.
That's right.
Were they a whole day?
I spent a week. I didn't feed the kid.
He gave them names and everything.
Wow.
Larry, Bo, Curly, Meadowlark, Luigi.
Were they, I guess they weren't aggressive. Those birds are normally kind of aggressive, right?
I mean, when I flew in there, a couple of them would dive bomb me every once in a while, but once they would see that I was bringing food, after 2 days, I'd walk in and they would fly right to the bowl. I almost had them trained.
But that makes sense. If someone knocks on my door and I don't know who it is, I'm a little off-standish, but if you have food, I'm like, oh, so they've been waiting for
it. Do these look like the Blue Jays, like the Toronto Blue Jay logo?
No. They kind of look more like a finch. But just blue.
All right, so they're just little teeny tiny things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teeny tiny blue birds.
Well, normally when you see a blue bird, they're gigantic.
Well, like a blue jay.
Yeah, a blue jay.
Well, that's why the Blue Jays went with that blue jay, not these teeny tiny, the ones that have names, Miles.
What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come, Dragon Charge, Ryan Castle will be in the house. We will sit and spin with the top 10 songs people play to keep calm.
Calm down, man.
Grab yourself a nice cup of tea and enjoy sit and spin with Ryan on the way. Right after emails on our question, what did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
I got a couple of comments here. It says, I came home to an empty house except for my stuff. Wife moved out on me while I was at work. That was some crazy ass, that was a crazy ass feeling walking into that.
I bet it was.
Walked in to come face to face with a full-size mastiff. Wasn't my dog. Apparently, his wife had left the back door open. The neighbor's mastiff comes in.
Yeah. Oh, that's surprise. A big dog.
That's a very big dog. I'm a police officer. We got a call for a shooting at an apartment complex. The shooter came home to find his adult sister and cousin having consensual sex. He shot them both. They're okay now. And then this. I came home one day to my dog, who chewed his stitches from an operation to remove an undescended testicle.
God!
His intestines were laying on the garage floor.
Is he alive?
He survived.
Holy cow.
That's why they put cones on him.
Yeah, that's exactly it, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they hate it. I'm like, right, but it's worth it, man.
What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Oh, man. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so a few years back, I came home and I was robbed. So I walked in, my door was a little bit open, it was a little ajar, went inside and realized that some of my things were missing. And so after I started looking around more, the person who robbed me actually stole all of my adult toys that I had collected over the years.
Two quick things. One, I would let you keep those, even gently used. The other thing, how many toys were missing? I mean, how many did you have?
I'd say maybe five or six, but those things are expensive.
Did you have a turbo tongue tickler?
No tickler. No, maybe there was.
A little bullet.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, a little silver bullet.
There was one of those.
That's what Bob Seger's backup band was trying to convey. We're the silver bullet band, ladies. Yeah.
Going to Kathmandu. I would think that would be very weird for someone to take that stuff just based on the personal, you know what I mean?
Right, a little too much use.
Are they going to go and use that? What, throw it in the dishwasher? It'll be fine? I mean, what's the deal?
I have no clue. Well, actually, he was caught, so I, because he took my money order also for my rent, and then he went and cashed it, and...
Oh, wow.
So he was caught. Yeah, I went to court, and I went to court also, and I seen him there, and he looks at me, and he mouths, he's like, I'm sorry.
Did you use my butt plug? That's what I want to know.
Give me my plugs. He's got them on the tips of his fingers.
Yeah, he's sorry. Yeah, now you're broken horny.
Yeah, he stole jewelry, my Xbox, like $800 in rent money. And
okay,
so,
well, did you get the sex toys back?
I did not, but I got the money's worth of them.
Okay. Oh, you did? Okay, I was going to say we could set up a GoFundMe yourself, you know what I mean, where you could just...
He had to pay restitution, and he actually paid it all back, so...
Oh, all right.
Did you know the guy? Was he a neighbor? Was it a random thing that had just
happened? Random.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Well, at least he got caught, and at least he got your money back. Because most of the time, that's not the case.
Yeah, but you got to replace all of your sex toys with brand new sex toys.
Normally, like 6 months later, they'll bust some house and realize that the people in there have robbed like 9 million people.
Right.
And then they just show photos of all the crap that they stole.
Come
like,
and get it.
Is this your watch? What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen. How are you?
Hola.
Hola.
So, a few years ago, I came home to Dave, the PSE meter reader, and my wife.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Did you know this guy before you discovered him with your wife?
No, actually, we had a shoes-off policy, so I came through the door, and there was this fine pair of boots, and proceeded to walk up into the house upstairs, and strangely, the door was locked into the bedroom.
It was locked?
Yeah.
So, what, did you knock on the door and then she answered?
I did. I knocked. Nope. Not a sound. Just like not a peep. So, I pretty much figured what was going on. I decided to just leave and I walked out, grabbed myself a new pair of boots and took off.
And how did this all end?
Well, this ended with a big fat divorce, but the reason why I knew who he was, he actually had his name written in his boots.
Oh, damn.
Really? Damn. Yeah. So you never saw the guy, but he had his name written there. Okay.
Was this really just a random encounter of the guy coming to read the meter happened to hook up with your wife, or did they know each other from somewhere else, and that's just what his profession is?
The story was is that they had known each other about 15 years prior and just happened to randomly come to the house there. And so supposedly nothing planned or anticipated.
Doesn't matter.
Did you end up staying in the house?
No, actually, I went and stayed with my brother and called up a buddy of mine who was an attorney and filed the next day.
Okay, so was she pretty amicable about this?
No, very unhappy about it.
How unhappy could she have been? Because Dave, the meter man.
Well, yeah, and he was unhappy because he lost his boots.
Probably pretty expensive boots.
Yeah, they're a few sizes too small for me, though. So
did you ever remarry?
No, I didn't.
And whatever happened to your ex-wife?
I don't know. Ran into her here and there and heard stories, but she's never gotten remarried either.
Okay, interesting. So, that would be a tough one.
Damn, the meter man.
Let's just, I mean, you only think scenarios like that happen in porn.
Exactly.
Not real life.
Yeah. Exactly. 100%.
That's why I asked if it was like for real that he was just the guy knocking on the door to read the meter or if they'd known each other before. Because it just seems like, it seems like a penthouse letter. But I'm telling you, man, in Baltimore City, I mean, you could be masturbating at your computer, and a guy would walk behind you and go, "Yes, man."
Yeah, like, how did you get in my house?
In the window.
I know where your meter is. Yeah,
exactly. Just go down into the basement, close the door, walk next door, go down through the chimney. It's just amazing.
Doesn't matter. Like, right. There's no security system. They're going to get
like
in your home.
Universal key in Baltimore. Like, you can just open any door. I'm dead serious, man. He's like,
"Later, ma'am."
What are you doing in here? What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello,
so
hello, Blue Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey there.
Hola.
Hola. So, yeah, my name is actually Blue Jay. It was kind of funny hearing the guy talk about the, you know, the 20 of them on his porch.
Well, I was going to say, what kind of Blue Jay would you want to be most closely associated with? Somebody sent a message in. What do they say? We have a stellar Blue Jay, something like that here. The smaller ones are on the East Coast.
The Stellar Blue Jays are what I was actually named after.
Those are stellar.
But
all right.
Apparently, they thought they were Blue Jays, but they're actually Stellar's Jays.
Stellar's Jays. What is it like growing up with the name Blue Jay?
You know, it wasn't too bad. Got a little bit of crap in high school, but, you know, I'm big but not too aggressive, so
okay,
it's played off all right.
So what did you come home to, Blue Jay?
Well, I lived down by Green Lake a few years back, and me and my girlfriend just ran out of the house for maybe a half an hour to go get some food down the street, and we came back in, and I unlocked my front door, and I opened it up, and directly in front of me is sitting a large man who I'd never seen before.
In your place?
I thought I'd never seen before.
In your place?
Yeah, in my house.
Does he look official? Does he look crazy?
No, he's just kind of sitting there looking at me. And I'm like, "What's up?" He's like, "Yo, I'm Squidly." I was like, "Oh, okay." So my friend had a little like office space in the basement of the house. And he told me that Squidly Cole was going to be coming into town.
Squidly?
You know, whatever, next 2 weeks down the road.
All right.
So Squidly Cole is a drummer. He's Stephen Marley's drummer. He's worked with Amy Winehouse and...
All
kinds of big time people.
Is this the Squid Man on your couch himself?
Yeah, oh yeah. There he was. There's Squidly. And so I walked in and I'm just like kind of looking around like, what in the hell is going on here?
Why is this guy sitting
on my couch?
I understand your buddy has an office in the basement, but why is Squidly sitting on your couch in your home?
Well, I don't know, my friend dropped him off and was just like, "Here, I'll be back in a little bit," and then locked the door. And so there's no, like, you know, his car wasn't sitting out front or anything. So when I got home, it looks just like it did when I left half an hour before.
Except with the man.
My friend had to go run an errand and was like, "Oh, it's more comfortable sitting in the living room."
Okay, so
was he smoking weed?
Oh, well, we did, but he wasn't when I walked in the door.
Did he end up staying at your place? Was this like a typical musician? He's going to stay there for a week on your couch?
Well, no. I mean, he's a real high-class musician.
Oh,
he went
that.
Over to my friend Stink
but
Shark's
still
place on his couch for a week.
Okay.
All right. Stink Shark. Yeah, that, he is obviously a high-class musician. I don't stay with Blue Jay, bro. I stay with Stink Shark. Come on.
Right.
And I'm Squidly.
All right. Came home to Squidly. What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Apparently, Squidly. He is a legend in the reggae scene.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I picture this dude?
Legendary.
Squidly Cole.
Oh, yeah.
The Squidster.
That's why I asked, was he smoking? He looks like a man that would just have a spliff or a joint with him at all times.
Hey, yeah, the Squid Man himself. Who knew?
Squidly Cole.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Michael.
Hola.
Hola.
How y'all doing today?
Doing well, sir.
All right, thank you. I tried calling in before, but I had to talk to the insurance guys, so I dropped off line. My apologies on that.
Hey, next time you tell those insurance guys, they got to wait on hold for you.
And we want to check.
Oh, I know, right? So the story I got today is a few years back, a couple friends, they ended up getting married. So we told my roommates that, you know, we're going to be gone. We're probably going to stay there. And long story short, we end up driving home. So there's three of us that come walking in the door, and we're all pretty trashed and all that stuff. And when I come into my apartment, there's like a little walkway, and then you look to your left down the hall, and I just see that these like books are standing up. There are these water bottles, and one of my roommates, he just swings his arm and knocks him over, and then he looks at me, deer in the headlights. And I'm like, what is going on? And they're freaking out. They're just like, yo, I'm so sorry. We're tripping on acid right now, and I'm Godzilla destroying the city. It was like, we were going to clean this up before you got home tomorrow, I swear. And so all that happens. And long story short, one of the guys that I was with, he ends up puking because he's not feeling good. Everybody in the living room, they start having to puke off of a chain reaction seeing that. And the bathroom's taken, the sink's taken, and one of the guys is trying to, you know, go all the way upstairs into my bedroom to get my bathroom. And so I'm going up there to unlock it and all that stuff. We get 5 feet from the bathroom, and he just looks at me with, like, the eyes of, yo, I'm so sorry, man.
I've given up.
He pukes all over. What was that?
It's the look of, I've given up.
Exactly. He gave up all hope, and he just let it fly on the floor and on the walls.
Ah.
Did you at least have them clean up their own puke?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, but the best news in that story, as far as I can tell, when you say you see books and water bottles stacked up and there's your roommate clotheslining it, the best thing they can say is, I'm tripping on acid. I go, okay, that explains so much, right?
Oh, yeah. The moment that came out of his mouth, I was like, oh, it all makes sense now.
Yeah, that's all you need.
What was that?
That's all you need, because if you're not tripping on acid to do that, that means your roommate is effing crazy, right? I mean, that's it.
That's why I like to get out of
the
house.
Yeah, there's like a voucher.
I don't like to be in a contained area like that. Drives me crazy.
Oh, you mean when you're you're tripping?
I need to, like, take a walk someplace.
Yeah, but didn't you end up, like, naked in the woods chasing a woman or something like that?
No, I was looking for my buddy.
But he was naked.
He was naked. I had to go find him.
See, that's the problem. Indoors or outdoors, you're going to get into trouble, man. Just when you trip, you make what you believe to be good decisions, but they're stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, would you rather be indoors or outdoors? You're tripping on acid.
Outdoors.
Outdoors. 100%.
Outdoors every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
During the daytime.
No, at night, man.
No, I like daytime.
You want a trip during the day?
Absolutely.
It's...
I love it.
And the Beatles wrote a whole song about it.
Oh, yeah, day tripping. You're right there.
It's like, you know, day drinking. It just feels better than going out at night and having a couple beers.
You know, it does. When you put it like that, like, okay. We should just pop some acid.
Let's do a show. How would that work out? What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA. Hell with Weed Week.
You know how that would work out.
We'll turn it up a notch.
Hello?
Hello.
Can they hear us?
Hey. That's so crazy.
Do they know?
Like, they can hear us, but we can't see them. Can they hear? Do they know what I'm thinking? Listen. Yeah, that's it, man. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, Mike's in.
Oh, Mike's in?
Yeah. 100%.
All right.
He says he can't wait.
Yes, he is. Oh, you hippie at heart.
Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hello. Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so I was deployed a number of years ago, and at that time they were keeping us in these sort of large, like, trailer structures that had multiple rooms in them, and everybody had, like, two or three roommates and stuff. Well, one of the guys that was on my shift, they had let us go early. We'll call him guy number one. Well, guy number one had brought with him and smuggled with him over to this area we were at a blow-up doll. And we had gotten let go early from work. We came home, and he opens his door to guy number two, going to town on guy number one's blow-up
doll. Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, he threw it away.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Now, was this like a high-dollar one or one of those things that looks like a naked Betty Boop?
Well, it looked like one of those one-use-only kind of deals anyway. So I don't know how much mileage he was going to get out of that anyway.
Well, he got none.
I think just for comedy it would be fun.
But he was actually having sex with an inflatable doll.
Oh, yeah, he's getting it. And the thing is that, like, this is only, like, probably a couple, like, about a month or so into the deployment. And so it's not like that guy number one can go, like, you know, tell the commander, hey, man, this guy's banging my blow-up doll. I want a new roommate or anything. Because, I mean, you know.
What month into the deployment can you say that?
Yeah, what month? Can you air your creepy grievances?
Right. All right, 6 months in country, you'd be like, all right.
He ends up stuck with this guy for, like, the rest of the deployment, so it's just, like, real awkward. They, like, avoided each other and eye contact and all that stuff.
I wonder if they looked each other in the eyes when they got busted.
Oh, man.
That's always the worst. It's not to get busted, but then to make the eye contact.
Right. There's something. And you can't shake that.
It's one thing to walk in on your parents. It's another to make eye contact with one of them.
It's a game changer.
If you make the eye contact, it's like,
oh, no.
That sucks.
It really does.
I really didn't think that people had sex with those. I thought that was more of a gag thing for
that's
a bachelor
what I thought
party.
Too.
Or,
I think we all thought that.
I just don't.
Except guy number two.
Because it's really just like an inflatable. Like, it'd be like having like one of those
alligators
that you have in your pool or something, right?
Yeah.
It won't be weird.
I'm just saying, I'd almost rather have sex with an inflatable alligator, wouldn't you?
No.
What are you doing? At least the alligator looks
more. Do people know?
The alligator that you float on in the pool looks more like a real alligator than the fake blow-up doll does look like a person.
But I'm still not attracted enough to alligators for that to matter.
I'm not attracted to a fake-looking blow-up balloon that's supposed to look like a person.
But at least it mimics a human.
Not really.
You sleep with an alligator.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm going to go inflatable, I'm having sex with an alligator.
Because it looks more like a real alligator.
Yeah.
Why don't you just have sex with an alligator?
Because that would really suck. What did you come home to? 844-999.
That's why.
More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What you don't need to know all about the dad. What you don't need to know coming up right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Our question, what did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story is, I was on a first date with my current boyfriend 3 years ago, and my dad calls me up after he came home from my uncle's house to tell me that my ferret devoured my brother's guinea pig.
I didn't know the ferrets ate guinea pigs.
They are very carnivorous animals. But anyway, my dad left the cage unlocked for some reason, I don't know, and it just got into the guinea pig cage and just devoured it, ate its face and everything. And the other guinea pig my brother had was listening to the whole entire thing. I could hear everything, this guinea pig getting its face eaten off. So my dad calls me and tells me that I need to get home right now because I need to take care of my ferret because he is trying to drown him in a cat carrier in a bird bath. And I'm trying to go on a first date with my boyfriend, and I just didn't know what to do, and he said it was just a bloody, nasty mess, and it was terrible. I was ugly, crying and everything.
And
my boyfriend stuck around.
And he's still dating you 3 years later.
Yes.
And you still have the ferret?
No, he sadly passed away, but...
How does a ferret pass on? What is the
natural
typical...
Natural causes?
What is the typical way that... you know what I mean? They get cancer? What happens to the ferret?
I honestly don't know. It was natural. I just found him in his cage, deceased, one day, so...
So proper.
So wait, how much longer... How much longer did you own this ferret after it...
I had the ferret for 2 years after.
After it ate the guinea pig's face?
Yeah.
See, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me, but like maybe we let the ferret go. Maybe we release it into the wild. He ate the face of another pet. You know, just because it's a ferret. Like, if your dog ate your cat's face
so
off, you'd have a problem with
face.
That.
I know.
Did he kill the whole animal?
Just ate the face.
But he went for the face,
too. The cheeks are delicious. We know that.
Right. If your dog ate your cat's face, you'd be like, man, maybe we got to get rid of the dog. So does it get a pass because it's a ferret?
Well, they like kept the ferret around.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, why do you get a pass if you're a ferret?
It might have died because it got like some kind of gerbil disease. Or whatever.
gerbil eyeball stuck in his intestine.
Got like a mad hamster disease. What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
But it ate his face.
Yeah. She referenced that twice.
I know, it's not funny, but it is hilarious.
ate his face and everything.
You could hear him screaming as his face got eaten off.
It's like bringing up the fact that someone was drinking box wine.
Right?
This is an unnecessary detail, but he ate his face.
Yeah, and he was drinking Cisco.
Hello, Toothless Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I was working the swing shift, working on cars, and had to test drive every car, so I got off at midnight normally. So about 11 o'clock, I stopped by with a car, and my son was at my parents at the time, and we were going to go out with some another couple, my girlfriend and I. And I had told them I had one more car to work on, and wouldn't be home for about an hour. I got back to the shop, and someone else had taken that car, so I got off early. Well, I got home, and about 45 minutes early than I planned, and the house was really quiet. So I, what's going on? Walked down.
So
and he was sitting there watching.
He was watching.
So they're all a part of this except you.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it would have gone. He would have been involved if you hadn't come home.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Yeah, and so were you cool with that? Did you say, "Hey, man, I'll film it," or did you say,
"Yeah,
or
whatever"? You know.
Was that your first foursome?
They were two. Freaked out all of a sudden. So
did you get the part? Did you get to join in or what?
Well, I tried, but by then the two girls were kind of freaked out because I walked in and they didn't hear me come in. So
pretty much a buzzkill there, Toothless Don.
Do you think that being Toothless Don helps you in certain ways as far as your skills?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
We've all heard watch the teeth. Now,
right, exactly.
Oh, I think I feel Don's at it again.
I think I'd feel much more comfortable with you, Don, than just about anyone else. Knowing that no braces, no
right. Alligators, huh?
Yeah.
No alligators.
Can't wait to meet you.
All right.
Oh, wait.
That's a shame. You know what I mean? You're like, you're the only one who's not included, and it's your place.
But you would have been included, but you kind of killed the mood because you showed up. Because you weren't invited.
Oh, yeah.
I got to think that's the worst part of it. Just like, so out of four of us, three of you, okay.
So if you could, you know what I mean? It would be everyone but me. Thanks.
Yeah, that's brutal. The other dude's just sitting there watching.
Like, man, you kind of ruined a good time for me, dog.
What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kristen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was at work one night, and I get this frantic text from my roommate saying that there's water gushing out from under the kitchen sink, and what do I do? And I tell him to turn the water valve off. So I know I'm coming home to kind of a mess, but it was way worse. The dog was chasing a rat in the kitchen and got into the cabinet under the sink, and it yanked out the hose from under the kitchen sink. But she didn't get the rat, so my roommate decided that he was going to get the rat. He posted up with an air rifle and a bottle of whiskey and started trying to shoot it. Yeah. So when I get home, the flood had gone from the kitchen all the way into the side room. There are holes in everything, BBs all over the floor, and a bloody dead rat in the middle of this mess that the dog has now been running through for hours.
And I mean, what did you...
I had to clean that up so long.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Well, did the roommate contribute any effort to help you clean up?
By the time I got home, he was pretty much passed out.
Okay.
Thus, with the bottle in his hand and the air rifle.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, at least he got the rat. Right? He achieved his mission.
Right. He posted up with an air rifle and a bottle of whiskey.
Jesus Christ.
It ended the way you think it would.
What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA. Still to come, Drug and Charge, Ryan Castle will be in. We'll sit and spin with the top 10 songs people play to keep calm.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.